You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. I'm about to talk to a veteran of Hurricane Katrina at ages 13 and 21. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. But first, it's been, shall I say, a fascinating week for the currency markets, especially China's. The yuan dropped against the dollar 3 days running before stabilizing at a lower level late in the week. The devaluation was engineered by Chinese authorities, and analysts see it as a way to help China's slowing economy by making its exports cheaper and therefore easier to sell overseas. But interestingly, the International Monetary Fund greeted the devaluation as a, quote, welcome step. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
China wants the yuan to be a global reserve currency, the stuff central banks keep in their vaults. And to do that, it needs to woo the International Monetary Fund. Ishwar Prasad is an econ professor at Cornell.
China does want to be recognized as a member of the big boys club when it comes to currencies. And the IMF seal of approval would be important there.
China says it wants to let market forces play a bigger role in setting the yuan's exchange rate, something Prashad says the U.S., the IMF, and really the rest of the world has been calling for. But stepping back even further,
the overriding motivation for the government is that they recognize that financial reform is a necessary component of economic restructuring to make the Chinese economy more sustainable over the longer term.
Nick Consonary with the Eurasia Group says exchange rates, the campaign to be a reserve currency, they're pieces of larger financial reforms that Chinese leaders want to pursue, especially in light of recent disappointing economic data. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
A weaker Chinese economy can push down world economic growth and the need to consume more oil. Crude, using the Texas benchmark, is down another 0.2% this morning at just under $42 a barrel. It's down 20% from a month ago. Some other numbers. The 100-share index in London is down 0.1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 0.25% range. Coming up on 10 years since Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf and the flood of floods destroyed so much of New Orleans. I was back in the Crescent City recently looking at some of the changes in the decade since, and I wanted to catch up with some of the people I'd first met in the weeks and years after the disaster, including a guy I first met as a middle schooler. His name is Dominic Foy, and the storm made such a hash out of his seventh grade that he had to start the school year all over again the following fall. Dominic found himself in one of New Orleans' new charter schools, a system authorities put into replace all of the public schools that had been deemed to be failing before Katrina.
Before Katrina, I finished the year off in sixth grade with a 3.0. And we went to a different school, and I was passing everything except math. So I'm trying to repeat the seventh grade, so maybe next year they can put me in my right grade so I can go to high school.
That's Dominic at age 13. When we talked to him on Now, the PBS show I used to anchor, the storm put 8 feet of water into the house that he and his mom, Karen, shared in New Orleans' Holly Grove neighborhood. Living in a FEMA trailer, he found himself back at his old school, which had been transformed into a charter, one that in its first year was one hot mess.
I felt like they did as much as they were able to do, but like as far as us as students, it was like it wasn't fair to us. It's not like we really learned anything.
Did you even have books?
Nah, we didn't have textbooks at all that year.
Tell me about the decision, if you remember at all, to switch schools afterwards. Was it a natural progression, or you made a decision, or what did you do?
We both decided to make that decision to make a transition. But, I mean, you know, we finally settled down to one school, and he did well. Like I say, he's a smart kid, you know. Sometimes I want to... And that's a typical mom, you know, we be on them, you know.
So you get into high school, and goes pretty well. Did you stay with sports in high school?
Yeah, I went to high school at Warren Easton, and I played football from my freshman year to my senior year. I started all 4 years. In high school, like, I was so good at what I did to a point to where, like, I never really studied and I still was making good grades. So when I got to college, it was kind of like shell shock because I never did that before, and I had to do it then. So like I struggled my freshman year, but after that, like, it's been like 3.0 and higher ever since.
After finishing 2 years of college in California, Foy is transferring now to a four-year college in Oklahoma, Langston University, to complete his undergrad degree in kinesiology, the study of human movement, and to play ball for the Langston Lions.
Every football player is going to say, like, oh, I'm going to the NFL, I'm going first round, I'm going to get drafted. But, like, I've talked to a few NFL scouts from last year. Like, it's a possibility. It really depends on what I do in these next 2 years as far as production on the field. But, I mean, if that happens, cool. But if it doesn't, like I said, I'll have my degree in kinesiology, so I can always go into physical therapy, occupational therapy, sports medicine. I can always go into something like that and make a good living.
Do you want him back here?
Oh, I shouldn't have laughed like that. I'm sorry. It's just it's like when we home, we have this kind of love-hate relationship because I always tell him I still have to be the mom. And I worry. You know, we have so much going on now with the crime and on the news. I wake up and I hear, oh, this 21-year-old. And then you just go into this panic mode. You know, it's like, okay, I need to hear from my son, you know.
Crime is still the same, if not worse.
It's interesting. You think maybe crime could be worse.
Yeah, because before Katrina, like, you had a lot of killing, but no killing is justified. But before Katrina, it was drug wars, stuff like that. But, like, those were the people that were getting into it. Now it's, like, babies. Like, it's all kind of stuff that's going on that never went on before Katrina that's constantly going on. It's not, like, a one-time thing.
21-year-old Dominic Foy and his mother, Karen. My How People Grow. See pictures of Mr. Foy then and now at Marketplace.org, where all of our 10 years after Katrina coverage is accumulating. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Tobin Lowe. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.